Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur.
It took me 3 years to delegate myself out of my fitness business, right? It took me a long time. But when we started the cleaning business in October 2020, like, we legit only had 6 weeks.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Why? Because we had a trip to Austin, Texas, that we were going to be down there for the entire month of December, December 1st to, we were flying back like December 20th or 29th, like right before New Year's. And we needed this business to continue to run without us, right? Like, we were not going to be in Bozeman, Montana. And so we got to figure out how to make this thing hum and haw without our physical labor, which was both exciting and maybe a little silly at the same time, but it is what it is. And so how we got this business started is Kay cleaned and I did sales, right? We worked double time because not only did we have to learn this, we had to learn these roles. Like, I was learning the sales process for the cleaning company. Katie was learning the cleaning process for the cleaning company. But not only that, but we were documenting the whole time, right? And so I created a sales system and Katie created a cleaning system. But that wasn't all we did, because we also recognized after that that we didn't want to be the ones who continued to hire salespeople or continue to hire cleaning techs. So additionally, we created SOPs for how to train salespeople and how to train cleaning techs, okay? And so this actually allowed us to make our very first employees also our very first trainers. When I handed off the sales, I actually never trained another salesperson again. And when Katie handed off the cleaning, she never had to train another cleaning tech again. Okay. Because we did not only the first step, we did the second step as well. Okay. And so this kept Katie and I from actually becoming the bottleneck of growth in our business. Right. And most importantly, here's what it did, is it gave our staff the opportunity to become teachers, to become leaders, become part of the process of building something really, really cool. And when we're on our team meetings, specifically our vision meetings every single week, like, I look at the people who were there and the people who were there from the beginning, and they started out in different roles and they kept on growing, they kept on evolving. And the reason, one of the reasons that they were able to do that is because Katie and I got out of the way. And we said, you know what? I think you guys can do this better than we can. In fact, I know you can do this better than I can do it, because you have the attention, because you have the bandwidth, right? Like, Katie and I have a million things that we have going on that we have to do to run a business. And you have one thing, right? Or maybe one or two things, and you can make this your baby. And so when we gave our staff that opportunity, that's how we've been able to grow, is because Katie and I aren't the ones who are putting it on our backs. We're not the ones who have to be the masters. We don't have to be the smartest people in the room. We're able to build a team. So if you guys are interested in seeing the trainer SOPs that have allowed us to onboard, I literally just did this math. I went to our QuickBooks. We've onboarded 68 staff members in the last 2 years, right? There's 68 names on our payroll. So if you guys are curious on how we did that, you're about to get it, right? You're about to get that. So how do you train a trainer, right? So we have trainer tech SOPs. So when a clean tech comes in, we give them opportunity to learn how to be a training tech, right? So they get the opportunity to teach what they were taught when they came in. They get to teach that to the next person, right? And there's really cool incentives for them that they get paid more. I mean, it's not a ton, but they get paid some more. But really what they do is they get significant. So it means, like, hey, like, I help, right? They feel part of the growth. They feel part of the journey. They feel part of somebody else. Like think about what you guys, like, when you guys have something that you really, really enjoy, you really like, or something that you're really, really good at, like, how much do you love to share with people? How much do you love to teach people? Like, even people who don't want you, who don't want your help, don't want your advice, sometimes you just give it to them, right? Think about this from a cleaner, someone who's really good at it, someone who has pride in their work. Like, when you give them an opportunity to actually teach somebody else what they know and their skill sets, like, do you think that's going to make them feel good about themselves? It's going to make them feel like they're more bought into the culture, that they're more bought into the success of the company, right? So when you understand that, then it's really, really cool when you give people opportunities to be in leadership positions. And so the first part of our trainer tech SOPs is the goal. Like, what is the goal for the trainer tech? And the goal is to have the new Sparkle Boss, which we call our cleaning techs, we call them Sparkle Bosses. We try to get them to be solo cleaners after 5 days, right? So 5 days of training, that's the goal. And that's what everything we're working towards is, how do we get this person who's brand spanking new on their own in 5 days? And so we have a prerequisite of what the cleaner tech, what the new clean tech needs to do. But we also have a training portal for our training techs as well, right? They must show that they actually have a proven track record. They must be good at their job, of course. And they must be an effective communicator with our staff and office, because they do work a lot with our staff and office, especially in the onboarding process. So
if you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
There's also a pre-training process as well that we have the training techs understand and know that they share with the new Sparkle bosses, with the new cleaning techs, right? So when you set yourself up for setting yourself up before you go into a house, with making sure you have all your supplies, everything ready to rock and roll, can just make the whole process seem a lot more seamless. And so we'll teach that, right? In office training is in there as well. We teach them how to, again, how to stack pay, what supplies we use, how to do laundry. And so a laundry service that comes and does all our stuff. So we teach them when they have the rags and towels, what to do with it. We teach them, if they're running low on inventory, the process and system for how to ensure that they get stocked up. We teach them how to do maintenance, teach them how to use ZenMaid, which is our CRM. And so all these things are critical for them to do their job really well. And so our training tech, again, they obviously must know what they're doing, but then they are going to be the one who end up teaching our new cleaning techs how to do this. But again, they must know how to do it first. Okay. So we teach them how to do this process as well. And then when they're actually out in the field, so that's all in the office and now in the field training. So now this is where the trainer is going to be hip to hip with the new cleaning tech. And so we have a process that we work through, a five-day training process, where there's basically a combination of observing and actually doing some training, and then they're doing some overseeing, and then they're checking work, right? And so this is how we do a hybrid model of, they do some stuff on their own, where they do office stuff on their own, and then they come in here and we actually do, they go hip to hip with our new Sparkle bosses, with our new cleaning techs, and just ensuring that they're doing a great job. So they teach they're teaching the new cleaning tech how to approach into her home. They teach them how to communicate with the client. Again, it's just like teaching them how to do the job really well. So it gives the responsibility of the trainer tech. It's a big responsibility. It really is, right? Even what to do once they leave the home. Okay. And one of the coolest things that we've implemented through this whole process is that every single day during those 5 days, the trainer is actually doing a report on their trainee. And so this is just a couple questions. There's a full report here, but it just gives us in the office a really good idea of like how they're doing out there. Because again, like all we know is that they're out in the field with our training tech. We're not sure how they're doing. We're not sure if we're seeing red flags. We're not sure if they're picking it up. Like, are they late? Are they picking their nose? Right? Are they doing a terrible job? Are they rude? And so this form has been so good, because now every time we have a trainee, like I get this report and I just look through it. I'm like, oh, okay. Like no red flags. Like that's always the first thing I look for, is like, you can see there's a question at the bottom, is like, was there any red flags? And when I see there's no red flags, I feel it's like awesome. When I see there's red flags, I'm like, oh, day one red flag, not a good sign. Right. So good report, really cool. And then, the trainers are also taught on how to prevent damage. So how do we prevent from damaging wood floors and ovens and stainless steel and wall art, knickknacks, furniture and stone, right? So again, like they learn this and they teach it to our cleaning techs, our new cleaning techs, obviously knowing the pH levels of certain cleaning products, knowing what's alkaline, neutral and acidic. There's a chart here that they all know and they must pass a test on. And then just general time standards. Again, this is very general. It's going to be dependent on what type of clean they're doing, but it's just a good idea for everybody to know a general idea of how long it takes to finish, you know, a room, whether it be a kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and living area. Especially for somebody who has no cleaning experience whatsoever, it just gives them a general time frame. So they're like, oh my gosh, it took me an hour and a half to do a kitchen. It's like, okay, well, why, right? Are you really that slow? Is the kitchen really that dirty? And we can just ask more questions because we have a general idea of like how long something should take.